Now, a takeout on finances for this hour. We're joined by Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Louise.
Hi, guys.
So in a few hours, the FDIC is going to be meeting. And one thing people are forgetting is that we haven't really talked a lot about the fact that there are still banks failing. This 93 have failed so far this year. The FDIC is worried, and lawmakers are worried, that the FDIC will not have enough money to insure those banks, to pay up as the government insurer of the savings accounts for people who are at the banks that are failing. So what is the FDIC going to do about this?
So the FDIC's board has to figure out how they're going to meet their cost. And what we've seen is that as these banks fail, they have to use money not only to cover deposits, but also just for the cost of unwinding them and selling the assets. It's actually pretty expensive to do that. The fund is down at $10 billion. It was up at $30 billion earlier in the year. So this is the worst since the savings and loans crisis. So it is a big problem. And they're pondering their options. There's probably three or four main options they may do. One thing that they could do is tap a line of credit from the Treasury. The thing about that is that it's taxpayer money, and you know, people are a little wary of more bailouts, and this would be a bailout for the banks through the FDIC. They could also levy another fine on the banks, which the banks may pass on to consumers, as they've done in the past. Or they may borrow from the banks themselves, which would kind of turn the tables on this whole bailout thing, if you think about it, right? Because
it would
it's
be
not
the
that
government
long ago
bailing
that,
out the
know,
banks,
government
would then
was
bail
helping
out
the banks, right?
Right. So we've spent $20 billion so far this year for 93 banks to fail. But have we hit bottom? Is this kind of the tailing off of banks failing?
Well, there's another 416 banks that are high risk. So a lot of banking experts think this is going to go on for quite some time.
Holy
It'll take a very
cow.
Long time for the pain to work through the system.
Talk
Remember,
about
a lot of these
clunkers.
Little banks gave, you know, bad real estate loans.
But if the FDIC doesn't have the money to, possibly doesn't have the money to bail, to insure these banks, does it still have the money to insure my savings account?
So you don't need to run hide your money under your mattress quite yet, probably, because if the FDIC does run out of money, the federal government backs it. So, you know, as long as we've got a safe government, they'll secure your deposit up to $250,000.
It's a little scary, Louise. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks.
The ultimate insurance. You and me, the taxpayers.
That's right.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.